And I want to start reading at the 35th verse, St. Luke, chapter 18. And I want to start reading at verse number 35. Amen. Now, it's all good. I've changed up things a little bit, and it ain't got nothing to do with what's going on here today. It's got all to do with what God wants me to do. So it's all right. Look at somebody and say, it's all right. Hallelujah. I've been chomping at the bit with this word here since the Lord kind of been teasing me with this since he gave it to me. And he hadn't been giving it all to me, so he just gave me little bits and pieces. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe I got it. I believe I got it this morning. Hallelujah. Believe I got it. And so to God be the glory. St. Luke 18, I want to start reading at verse number 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, and he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately, everybody say immediately. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Excuse me, I have a need. Amen. Excuse me, I have a need. Sometimes you have to become somewhat indignant when it comes down to getting what you want. You know, sometimes people will get in your way and try to stop you from getting what God wants you to have. And they will use all kind of tactics. They will try and make it seem like you're out of place, or what you're asking for is not something you really deserve, or you make it seem like it's not the right time. They try to make it seem like you've done something so wrong, you just deserve what you're going through. They will try and put all kind of negative connotations to your desires, the things that you're aspiring to receive. And some even go as far as to say you deserve what you're going through because you ain't no good, no how. Amen. But my Bible lets me know that all that sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so sometimes we must develop an indignant nature. And I don't mean where we get outside of the box and go to cussing and fussing and acting crazy. But I think sometimes, you know, you got to take matters in your own hand when it comes down to getting what you need. Hallelujah. You cannot just blend with the system or even what's going on at the moment. And so here in the text, we can learn a thing or two from a blind man that's a beggar sitting on the side of the road. Hallelujah. I heard Ella Wolf talking about something the other night when he was preaching, amen, talking about that beggar, Bartimaeus, just shaking that cup, amen, with a few pennies in it. Praise the Lord. All you got, amen, to get some attention is a cup and two pennies in it. Shake it, baby, until you get what you need. Amen. Sometimes we got to learn how to work with what we got until we can get what we want. And so I want to talk about seven principles on today that will move the Lord to your need. Somebody say, move, Lord. Amen. Seven principles that will cause God to move to your need. Amen. And I want you to know something. The Lord wants to meet our need. And as a matter of fact, God has positioned himself to come where we need him to be. It's just a matter of us doing what we need to do so that we can maximize that moment. Hallelujah. And so in the text, you will see here, verse number 35, it starts off by saying, and it came to pass. Amen. It came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. I believe Jesus knew this man was going to be there. Amen. And not only that, I believe that if you skip on down to the bottom part here, verse number 42, Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. I believe Jesus was talking about him coming to this place and being consistent in being there. Oh, y'all don't have to help me with this. I know what God's told me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This man hadn't just not started coming, but he had been going there for a long time. If you understand the text, amen, he was blind. Amen. Some say from his birth, others say it could have occurred after a period of time. I just know he was blind. Amen. And he was sitting by the wayside. Now, you got to understand something. He just didn't choose any street, but he chose a major thoroughfare. I can't get no help with this. The reason he chose a major thoroughfare because there were folk coming in and going out that way. And the masses was going in and going out that way. Normally, the folks who travel came that way. Amen. Now, you got to understand something. Rich folks, poor folks, amen, thieves and robbers, murderers, all kind of folk came through there. Amen. But that didn't, you know, that didn't deter him, the negative folk that came through there. What kept him going back through there? Because it was potential coming through there. Amen. You got to understand something. Along with getting what you need, you got to take some risk. Amen. And sometimes you got to be out it. This man wasn't ashamed to let folk know he was poor and blind and in need. Look at somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I got a need. Excuse me. Amen. Go ahead and talk all you want to talk. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead and do. Excuse me. I have a need. Amen. You just got to get honest sometime. Sometimes you got to get where the rubber meets the road at. Amen. And just come clean. And so I got 7 points I won't deal with. Amen. On the day. Kingdom principles that move God to your need. Point number one. Listen to this. You might want to write it down. You might want to get the CD. You might want to buy the DVD, but you might want to get this. Amen. But point number one, no matter what your handicap, what's your issue, or even I'm going to superimpose this, even what your calling may be in life, you got to understand something. You can't be holding on to your issue. You can't be holding on to your handicap or your lack. You got to get to the point, to the place that leads to and from your Jericho. Now, you got to get to the place where your sufficiency, your need, your answer to your problem is traveling. Amen. So you can't stay shut up in a house. You can't stay, you know, somewhere murmuring and complaining and just whining and crying. You can't play the blame game. Amen. But you got to deal with what you have. You got to be a realist. You got to deal with what you have. I'm blind. I'm poor. I got a need. But I also must position myself so I can get my need met. And so when you look at this point right here, no matter what your handicap is, or even calling in life may be, you must get off the issue. You must get off the handicap. You must get off the lack of so you can get to the road that leads to and from Jericho. Let your desperation be turned into purpose-driven faith.